Coming to you from the Sharp Sense Studio, it's the Ace Perspective, the show where we unite religion and politics to create an army for the Lord in American government. My name's Ace, I'm your host. Welcome to the show.
Welcome back, everybody. It's been a while. Last time, as you remember, we had our special bonus episode, which featured only me, and it was kind of boring. But we are glad that my dad is back in the studio today for another episode. This is season one, episode 5 of The Ace Perspective. So welcome back to the studio.
I appreciate it. Thank you. It's good to be back. And I wouldn't say your last episode was boring. I thought it was very, very well done, well studied, well prepared. And it was very, very knowledgeable talking about the historical hypocrisy of the Democratic Party is the way I would sum that up. So,
wow.
But it's really good to be back. I missed it. Lots been going on. So thank you for having me back.
So what's been going on?
A lot of travel. Mm-hmm. I spent 4 weeks in a row going to some parts of the United States that I would consider third world countries, called Los Angeles. Actually, a really enjoyable time up in New Jersey, better than I thought, because of the wonderful, absolutely, absolutely wonderful food. Oh. And then I got to spend about 10 days in the Cincinnati area. I get a little bit more familiar with that area, but it was a lot of effort at work.
If you hear any background barking, we have Moose in the studio again. Sure. And he's very needy this evening.
He's very, very excited tonight to be part of the Ace Perspective, I think. So, or he wants some of our attention. Always. But anyhow, let's get on with the show. It's
Today we've got some fun stuff planned, some interesting things. We'll always start as usual with our verse of the day and inspirational insights. And today's verse of the day is Romans chapter 8, verse 18, which says, "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed." And that is, of course, from the English Standard Version, as all of our verses generally come from. So, "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us." What would you say that means?
What that means to me is a lot of us are familiar with this the saying, keep your eyes on the prize. And with all the trials and everything you're going to face here, and it is some sufferings, and it is some confusion, and sometimes you just wonder, and sometimes you may have doubt. But if you keep your eyes on the prize, those doubts will fade with the ebb and flow of life. But you know at the end, it's going to be revealed, and the glory that we're going to all be together is worth it. So keep your eyes on the prize.
Any specific sufferings that we are not to compare with the glory that's to come?
Well, I think that's an individual thing. A lot of times, certain aspects. Of course, loss of a loved one is one trial. Or watching somebody that you love, say a grandparent, or even a parent. For some of our older listeners, watch a parent have Alzheimer's or dementia, just go down, and may last 4 or 5 years. Or a loss of a job, where you end up having to file bankruptcy, or a loss of another loved one due to, say, a suicide or a tragic accident. There's just things that we just don't understand, but we gotta understand that it's all in God's time, it's all in God's hands, and we just gotta continue to have faith. And sometimes it's tough.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And you know, and Ace has been around. We've gone through some tough times, various trials. I was out of work for almost a year, right? But we stuck together as a family and did what we had to, and it worked out well. But absolutely, even that's not going to be as glorious that day that we sit before and sing glorious songs to our Heavenly Father, who allows us through His grace into heaven.
Absolutely, absolutely.
But what about you? What do you think? What are your thoughts on it?
Well, I think you summed it up quite well, and just always looking on to the better days that are to come. And especially as we think more politically now, as we sort of transition, you know, we have to think of that we might see our our normal governmental system start to crumble around us, and we suffer because of it. But we have to understand that God's government and his authority and power and majesty will reign supreme, and that one day none of this will really matter, and we'll be able to be in heaven with him and worship him and him alone, and not have to worry about any other political drama that may be going on around us. So with that in mind, we'll hi. As you can see, if you heard that, Moose is impatient. So we have to keep moving, apparently. So just yesterday, I believe it's Tuesday. Yes. So yesterday, the Supreme Court had a unanimous ruling, as has been their precedent for much of this term, is to rule unanimously on whether or not the NCAA can limit some of the benefits of student athletes. And the Supreme Court ruled unanimously that the NCAA cannot, in fact, limit the benefits of student athletes. And my dad has taken an interesting perspective on this and what he thinks should happen as a result of this decision, and how that should affect college sports in the years to come. And so I'll pass that on to you.
All right. Yeah. So of course, if many of you know me, I'm a big athlete. I played a lot of sports in high school, and I don't follow much professional sports anymore, just because of the prima donna and where it's come, and move to political arena. Sports was always designed as a reprieve, and now it's no longer a reprieve. However, college basketball has been so. And I'm afraid with this ruling, and not that I'm necessarily against the ruling, but my concern is where it's going to take the college sports, and especially what it's going to do to your lower Division II, Division III, universities, as well as your smaller Division I schools, because they just won't be able to compete. And second is, I have a hard time understanding how a student athlete goes to a major university where the average tuition is $40,000 to $60,000 or more per year. They're getting a full ride plus a stipend, plus they're getting the education that comes with that, the cost associated with the university. I believe if they're going to make a likeness, they should not receive a full ride scholarship on taxpayers' dollars, for one. They should pay for it themselves to go to that university. Not, like I said, I'm not fully against it, but I think there's to be some stipulations. And I have read today that it's not a complete blow, but I have a feeling it's a trend to where the NCAA, partially a lot of this is due to their totalitarian actions in the past, thinking that they're all powerful and can make any rule they want. So they've kind of done this to themselves. So, but I fear that it probably would another 10 or 15 years, as this continues to trend and gets bigger and better, or the NCAA will be gone, and we'll just have a smaller division of professional sports and all the political jargon that goes with it. So I'm afraid that we may have to just stick to watching individual sports like tennis and golf, and pick and choose who to root for, and try to continue to just fade out and look for other ways to find a reprieve from the environments that we often find ourselves into.
Right. So speaking of golf, actually, we need to talk about the U.S. Open that happened this weekend.
What a great tournament. Mm. If you guys are into golf, you cannot deny how wonderful that tournament was. I don't know which was better, because if any of you guys know me, just talking about the NCAA again, or university or college basketball, every NCAA tournament's fantastic when Duke is either not not in it, or when they lose when they're in it. So I find that the same way as my disdain for Bryson DeChambeau. So when he imploded on Sunday after taking the lead briefly on the back nine, I can not tell you, I was, unfortunately, I guess it's not good to be joyful when somebody has a demise. But to see John Rahm come back after what I thought was a complete robbery of an asymptomatic person who took a test that has been proven multiple times to be false, and to come back and to lose, have a 6-shot lead in one tournament, the Memorial, just a couple of weeks ago, which cost him about $1.5 million, if I'm not mistaken, to keep his composure, keep his eyes on the prize, mm-hmm. as we alluded to earlier. And now, for the first time ever, we have a U.S. Open champion who was born in Spain. And I would say he's not my favorite golfer, but boy, has he earned a lot of my respect. And for him to dedicate it and to see him hold his newborn baby for his first Father's Day was a special moment.
Absolutely. That really touched me on Sunday watching that tournament. So John Rahm won the U.S. Open at -6, which is relatively a low score for the U.S. Open. We've seen the winner be at +5, I think, was
I remember +5 and +6 growing up.
Generally, it's a much tougher tournament. So, but WGT Golf, the app, does not sponsor the podcast. However, if you do get the app or have the app and ever want to play a Torrey Pines on there, which is where they played the U.S. Open, best of luck to you to try and shoot as well as John Rahm did over this weekend, because I think my best was a +36 on 18 holes, and it's most definitely one of the tougher courses that I've played on the app, and I can't imagine what it would be like to play in person. So my personal segment that I would like to talk about today, as my dad has talked about the Supreme Court's ruling, I'd like to talk about Hunter Biden and his paintings. You know, who knew that Hunter Biden had such a knack for art and oil and everything else that he's done over the years just to make so much money. And if you would read your headlines today, which is Tuesday, June 22nd, you would have seen that Hunter Biden sold a very ugly, in my personal opinion, painting for $500,000.
Let me describe it. As Asa said, it's just downright hideous. But if you look at it, to describe it, what I would like you to do is go out and do a Google search or a DuckDuckGo search and look up the human cell and how perfectly designed, excuse me, from the God designed it. Then look at Hunter Biden's picture, and that's what your cells will look like after the shot.
Wow.
Excuse me.
Do you need some water? I mean, it's right
here. Yeah, I'm going to get a drink of water, but...
Well, while you get a drink, I'll talk about this.
All right, please do.
It looks like a third grader's badly tie-dyed t-shirt that sold for $500,000, which is $500,000. And... wow. Just wow. And it's not the first painting that he sold that has made the headlines. It's been making the headlines for the past few weeks now that he has sold, I believe, another $400,000 painting. And they're all just... one looks like a patchwork quilt. This latest one looks like a tie-dye t-shirt poorly done. And so that's my segment. Just think about that. And if that's not a little fishy that the president's son is selling his ugly paintings for $500,000, that something fishy's going on, then I don't know what would wake you up.
Now, remember, you know, beauty's in the eyes of the beholder. So to me, like I said, it's a spike protein problem. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. But for others, it could be. But I would say $400,000 or $500,000, there's something underlining going on with that.
Absolutely. Well, that's kind of a just for fun segment, but I couldn't help but put in this headline for our just messing around segment about a lady who created a sign, according to the Huffington Post's Weird News. This is actually from almost a week and a half ago, that a woman created a perfect sign. Oh, music. Nice. To warn neighbors of a thieving cat, an Oregon woman made a hilarious attempt to return the items that her cat had apparently stolen. The sign says, "My cat is a thief. Please take these items if they are yours," and hung up the items that the cat had apparently stolen on a clothesline and said, come take them if they are yours because my cat apparently stole them. That is why, ladies and gentlemen, you should never own a cat. That's the moral of the story of this headline is just don't own a cat. Get a dog that's going to bother you at 11 o'clock at night and interrupt your podcast recording. But no, you personally don't very much like cats, correct?
I do not. Personally, this is one of many reasons why I would not recommend a cat. Now, I have been around some pretty cool cats, but very, very few. My preference is the larger cats like tigers, bobcats, lions.
Well,
Jaguars.
Fancy. Yeah. Well, our neighbor's cat's lions. Pretty nice. But I think you've actually found a nice hatred for squirrels over the past week. Is that correct?
Ask me that once again.
Squirrels?
What about those things?
Yes. Squirrels are...
They're bigger thieves than the cat
in Oregon.
So the gist of the squirrel is that we have two bird feeders, one perfectly good wooden one, in a perfect location that is full of food, the same food that we put in
the bird feeder. Oh, is it the same bird now? Feeder. I thought it was different.
Nope, it's the
same.
Same
now, okay.
Or mostly the
expensive same. Bird food.
It has some of the other lower grade. However, the squirrels, all four of them,
four.
Will just show up and jump in. Up on knee and around and spin around our bird feeder.
The nice one, not the wooden one. The super nice one right
they
by
they
the
leave
house.
The wooden one alone, and they continue to consume
the expensive sunflower seed.
And keeping our blue jays and our beautiful cardinals and mockingbirds. And we did have a red-belly woodpecker, which was fantastic. We haven't seen her in a while. So, and now all the hummingbirds have been scared off. So we have been... trying to take matters in our own hand.
Yes, and
with
it's gotten a little messy, right? The
Daisy gun.
The BB gun again. Daisy does not.
So
sponsor
we're just trying to hit
them
in the thighs, but they do not get the message. They seem to keep even more showing up.
Right. So we have the Daisy the BB gun rifle, and then we also have some kind of BB gun pistol that's got an actual air tank, which is really fun. And that's my preferred weapon of choice. Because
it's a semi-automatic.
Yeah,
and
I can just go boom, 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 boom.
15 BBs at one time.
As the squirrel runs, it's easier to follow it and try and kill it. Which my mother doesn't like the thought of trying to kill the squirrels. But seeing as them being hit does not make much of an impact in their resolve to steal the bird seed, I think shooting and killing them is the only option that we have left. Which we have killed three, I believe. Three?
Yes, and please understand this is for entertainment. We do get serious on this show. So we do not try to offend if you're an animal lover. If you love cats, we just personally don't like cats for different various reasons. Yeah, one of my biggest reasons is that I'm very, very much allergic to them. But like I said earlier, there are some cool cats. I think squirrels are fantastic meals. They make,
and
I don't mind them too bad, but they just need to understand where their territory is and where the bird's territory is. So I'm just trying to convince them to eat out of their feeder, not the bird's feeder. So please take that off for entertainment value. And if you get offended by us mentioning anything about the jab, please do your research. That's your personal choice. I highly recommend that you do some research. There's plenty of articles out there where, as of now, more people have died in 2021 that they believe is a result of the shot than the combined number of deaths related to vaccines over the last 30 years. So
you can't say that word. Vaccines.
Yeah, I don't like to use it.
You can't use it as a jab.
But
no,
the
previous ones, otherwise it'll be flagged by social media.
Well, the other ones were considered... a true definition of what a vaccine was. Now, that's everybody's personal opinion if they work or not. So I'll leave that out there.
But, wow. Well, we're at 19 minutes and 40 seconds. So I think our average is around 20 minutes. So that, I think, will about wrap us up.
I think so. And everybody, we appreciate it. Asa, thank you for allowing me to come back. And we don't have a cadence. We're not going to promise a cadence of when next show will be, just because life happens. But we truly do enjoy it. We enjoy your listening. And please comment. Get back with us. Any topics you desire to talk about, just let us know.
Just go to anchor.fm/VAP. In order to leave us a message, or if you would like to become a monthly supporter for 99 cents a month is always appreciated, but we're not going to press y'all into doing anything like that. But we do definitely appreciate you listening, and we look forward to hearing your comments over the next few weeks. Please do not expect another episode for at least 2 weeks. But again, we make no promises that one will come out in 2 weeks. So,
and who's your primary sponsor again?
My primary sponsor is, well, you'll hear the ad for Anchor, but then you don't have an ad, but it's SharpSense.
SharpSense.com. So, anybody out there who is looking for some financial guidance, debt help with debt reduction, getting on a financial plan, sharpsense.com.
And all of these website links will be available in the description below the episode at anchor.fm/VAP. As always, we're so thankful for you listening. Have a blessed one, and we look forward to hearing your comments in the future.